Hey, you want that to go?
We've got takeouts on stories we're following this week, and let's start with the story everyone seems to be following this week, the moment everyone was waiting for.
On the tee, Tiger Woods.
That is Tiger Woods taking his first competitive golf swing, at least, since the sex scandals that were revealed in last year after shortly around Thanksgiving. We're joined now by Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. So, Ibrahim, first of all, let's get this whole question of, you know, his frame of mind and comments over his demeanor. What do you think was more important here? His demeanor on the course, what he had to say to the press, or how he played?
Without a doubt, he's a golfer, and it was about how he played. And Tiger Woods answered the call yesterday, and he played excellent.
And yet, we got Billy Payne, the chairman of the Augusta National Masters Tournament, saying this.
Certainly his future will never again be measured only by his performance against par, but measured by the sincerity of his efforts to change.
That's a golf guy saying that about Tiger Woods.
You know, I think it's interesting. If anything that we learned yesterday with Fred Couples and Tom Watson playing at a peak level, older guys are in their 59, 60. If they're playing at a peak level, and this is the first day, obviously, and there's three days left, presumably Tiger Woods has 30, 35, 40 years left in his career. I don't know if we're going to still be talking about this particular moment if he's had a really amazing career, you know, going forward.
However, one of the things everyone can't seem to stop talking about is the ad, the Nike ad that they were airing during the Masters. Here, you have a clip of it here.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
This seems to be the buzz on everyone's mind. It seems to be clearly intended to sound like the voice of his father, Earl Woods. What do you make of that?
I understand that some people think that it's creepy, and I can see that where that angle. However, I thought it was, I think it was appropriate, and it reminded everyone of Tiger when he first came into golf. It wasn't just Tiger Woods. It was Tiger and his father. They were the brand that is Tiger. And it was a very endearing moment, for people that were looking for something. You know, when they saw them, they were like, wow, those two are beautiful. And Tiger said himself, any son who lost a father who meant so much in their life, I think, would understand the spot. So I think Tiger defends his use of this ad.
Okay, hang on, Ibrahim. You say it was appropriate. I have to disagree. I thought that ad was a new low because for people who haven't seen it, it shows Tiger Woods staring longingly into the camera with his eyes welling up,
longingly,
with his dead father asking him, what were you thinking, with two Nike swooshes in the frame. How is it appropriate basically to capitalize this and remind everyone, oh, by the way, he's rebuilding. You know, the guy destroyed his family, brought to you by Nike. Absolutely offensive to me.
Well, I think this is interesting. Tiger, before he was the sex scandal, Tiger Woods was the Terminator. He was the Terminator of golf. He could do no wrong, and he could never be stopped. And then all of a sudden, he's a human being. So I like this because it also just reinforces Tiger as a human being.
Well, let's
brought
talk
to you
about,
by Nike.
let's talk to me about the God of golf, because I mean, I think I don't think I'm far off the mark referring him to that way. That's the way golf people refer to him, as the God of golf. This is the guy who wasn't shaken even when his beloved father passed away. Nothing shakes this guy. He is ironclad. And what do you think, Ibrahim? Does he have to win to retain that sort of reputation as the guy who was unshaken?
I don't think he'll ever retain that reputation. What he's going to do and what he did yesterday, he's 4 under, he's behind Fred Couples, who grabbed the lead after the first day.
Played beautifully.
Played excellent golf. But it's the first time that Tiger Woods has ever had two eagles in one day at the Masters, and is his best score ever on the tournament's first day. So I think what he's doing is saying, and this is what I was saying earlier when this first broke, that once he gets under this cloud of this the indiscretion and the lies out of his system, that he's going to end up being a better golfer and a better person at the end of the day. So this is the beginning of Tiger Woods, the better golfer.
Not just the best score ever on the first day of the Masters for Tiger Woods, but that nasty, nasty, gorgeous draw hook that he had coming out
behind
the trees.
He did have a couple bad ones, but yes, he did.
That was beautiful. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.
Our last takeout comes from you, our listener. Let's check in with what you're saying about the news. We talked yesterday about how more small businesses are bartering in order to get what they need instead of cash. We heard stories of it in your own life.
My name is Chelsea. I'm from Oklahoma City, and my mom gets credits for the things that she actually trades and services. She's a hairdresser, and those credits, she can use them for anything from dry cleaning, hotel tickets, all kinds of things. So it's not really a one-for-one trade.
This is Jan. I'm an accountant. I have done some bartering, only for things that I actually need. I've had some repairs done on my office, and therefore I am able to deduct on my tax return the value of these things. But I also have to include a value of any work that I have done for other people. You can't just do a complete swap straight across. That bartering system does work very well.
Now, Brittany from Stillwater, Oklahoma, posts to our site, thetakeaway.org. I've recently found myself bartering quite a bit, a haircut to get some guitar lessons and cooking lessons in exchange for a meal out to eat. It makes so much more sense when it works and fosters deeper relationships among everyone involved.
Some listeners had specific ideas on what they needed or wanted.
This is Rob from Fresh Meadows, and I would be willing to barter my expertise in tax and finance and probably have a whole host of other needs.
My name is Darren Anselmo. I'm calling from sunny South Florida. I need a metal detector, and what I can barter for is hair services. I can do highlights, color, haircut, style. I own a hair salon in Fort Lauderdale, and I will barter for a metal detector.
8778 my taker. Post to our site, thetakeaway.org. What do you got to? What would you trade, Ibrahim?
I'll trade my analysis of the Masters for...
Well, they're getting that for free on The Takeaway every single day. Let us know your comment at thetakeaway.org or at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.